Dave McFarland, thanks for joining me today after your travels.
You're very welcome.
Let's start with the Wolf Symposium in Duluth last weekend. Who came to the conference? Who was there?
It was put on by the International Wolf Center, and they had biologists and wolf researchers from all over the world. They also had interested citizens, their members, come, and it was an opportunity for everybody to get together and talk about the current state of wolves, the science of wolves, the management of wolves.
And I understand they were there from about 19 countries also.
Yeah, they were there from most of the countries that have wolves, and wolves are distributed around the world. So we had presentations on the status of wolves in India, in Iran, in Norway. It was really fascinating.
And what were some of the key topics being discussed? Like, what's in the wolf conversation right now globally?
Well, globally, the conversation on wolves is really focused on the conservation of the species. As a large carnivore, it's a difficult species to manage and conserve as the globe becomes more dominated by people. And the conversation is very much focused on how do we coexist with wolves in this changing landscape that we all share. And that's very much the conversation here in Wisconsin as well.
And you actually presented as part of a panel talking about state management of wolf populations.
I did. I was a member of a panel representing Wisconsin with the five other states that currently have state management authority following the delisting of the wolf from the Endangered Species Act.
Are there big differences in the management plans between these six states?
There's differing objectives. There's goals associated with any management program. All the states are in a process of really beginning state management, and so I think the commonality is that we're all trying to learn as much as we can.
Any particular examples of conversations or takeaways that you came home with?
Well, I think the best conversations that I had were with my counterparts in the other states, and being able to sit down and talk about livestock depredation with a wolf biologist from Montana, for example, and what issues do you face and how do you deal with them, and what are some ideas that may work in Wisconsin? What are some things in Wisconsin that may work in Montana?
So you were also at the Wildlife Society's annual conference a week ago in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. What brought you to that one?
That meeting is very broad. I mean, there's talks on everything from wolves to bats to field mice and everything in between. And so that's a really great opportunity to see what is happening in our field and what the state of the art is in wildlife research, and bring away from that some tools that we can apply here in Wisconsin.
And so as a carnivore specialist at the DNR, you deal with wolves and other predators. What do you gain from these kind of gatherings? How important are they to the work that you do?
I think it's incredibly important to maintain contact with people facing similar issues outside of the state, to gain the perspective that other people have gained through their work and be able to bring that back to management in Wisconsin. I think that there's a danger if we don't do things like this, that we sort of exist in a bubble and we may end up trying something that has been done before and didn't prove to be effective, or we may not try something that may work really well, but we just didn't know about.
We're heading into the wolf harvesting season here in Wisconsin. Was there anything from these conferences that applies immediately, or was it more of a long-term input into your thinking?
No, there are some things that are immediately applicable. One of the things that was discussed at both conferences was the role of human-caused mortality in wolf populations and the potential impacts that can have on the population. And that's something, as we move forward in wolf management, it's critical that we understand what impact our management actions will have on the population. For example, one of our objectives in the wolf management program is to reduce livestock conflicts. And there were a number of presentations on livestock conflicts and management actions that have been taken, both lethal and non-lethal, and what the effects of those were in solving the problem and what those effects were on the wolf population. And so having information like that as we go through the decision-making process is really important.
Were any of the conferences impacted by the federal government shutdown?
They were. The federal government is very actively involved in wildlife research and management, and both conferences were significantly impacted by the absence of those individuals. Unfortunately, we were unable to hear from those colleagues, and with wolf management, the interaction between the federal government and the state governments is very important, and I was looking forward to hearing from individuals from the Fish and Wildlife Service on their perspectives on the wolf delisting and state management, and unfortunately we were deprived of that opportunity.
Dave McFarland, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.